that Jack Morris has not been in until now. That's craziness.
I look at what he's done. I want that guy, that him on the mound, him in that big brush mustache.
Yeah.
It's like he borrowed Joe Quenneville's mustache. Remember when we had Steve Conroyd on?
Separated at Birth, Jack Morris, Joe Quenneville.
But remember we had Conroyd on? I meant to do this. On Hockey Reference, like Baseball Reference, they have similarity scores. Careers, mm-hmm. similar shape, sure. size, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And they break it at forwards, defensemen, goaltenders. So of the top 10 similarity scores for guys at his game, his length of career,
mm-hmm.
Steve Conroyd, Joe Quenneville's right there in it.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Texter's wondering about Brian Dunsing. He is still a free agent. He had a good year for the Cubs last year. He would still be an option, I would guess, if he hasn't demanded too much in terms of dollars, but he is still a free agent, as is Greg Holland, who was the Rockies' closer last year. He also had a good year, though, so you figure he's looking for some bucks there. But Greg Holland, you figure, not needed in Colorado anymore. He's a free agent. There's plenty of stuff swirling around, and Bruce and I will do a lot more in detail on this on Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow morning from 8 to 10. But certainly the baseball free agency period, hopefully heating up a little bit, because all those starting pitchers are still out there, too, and a lot of the hitters, too.
That's what's more important.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll get an update, and then we'll have transition with Hub Arkish and Anthony Aaron. Rosenblum and Esposito in for Spiegel and Parkins, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears fans, keep it here as we bring you the latest on John Fox's future with the Bears. And when news breaks, we'll break in with all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock. Good afternoon from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Mike Esposito. The Chicago Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena. See why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. As we were just talking about, Wade Davis on his way elsewhere. After a year with the Cubs, he signs with Colorado. 3 years, $52 million for Wade Davis to close for the Rockies. Cubs still looking at free agents, including starting pitchers. Bulls hosting Indiana tonight at the UC. Victor Oladipo out for the Pacers. He's got a knee injury. The Bulls are hot. They've won 2 in a row and 9 of 11 heading into tonight's game. The Blackhawks are not. They've lost 3 in a row, including 5-2 last night at Vancouver. They are at Edmonton tonight. Coach Joel Quenneville last night asked about goaltender Anton Forsberg filling in for the injured Corey Crawford.
He was okay. You know, I think we, I don't think we give him enough support offensively to help him. And, they got some guys that can make plays.
Bears in Minnesota on Sunday. That is their season finale and possibly the finale of John Fox's coaching career with the Bears. The Jets, meanwhile, extending head coach Todd Bowles and GM Mike McKagan. The Belk Bowl, you have Wake Forest leading Texas A&M 17-14. That one is in the second quarter. Music City Bowl with Northwestern and Kentucky later this afternoon. Cotton Bowl tonight, Ohio State and USC. AHL tonight, the Wolves at Milwaukee. Scoreboard update brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. And join 670 The Score New Year's Eve this Sunday for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley from 9 a.m. to noon at the Foundry, located at 85 Executive Drive in Aurora. Check out the broadcast, win some score prizes, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 with Hub, Olin Krutz, and Big Cat Williams. WSCR Chicago weather, 17 this afternoon for your high, getting cooler throughout the evening, and 7 for your high tomorrow. I'm Mike Esposito. You are listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Vikings game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And now it's all over.
It kind of was before it started. We have people to thank. Hub Arkish. How did we manage to get Hub Arkish on a Score show?
We got lucky.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, Gary Klein of the LA Times talking Rams. Rich Campbell of my Chicago Tribune. We were talking Rams and Bears and Vic Fangio. Teddy Greenstein, who finished as high as 5th in a hot chicken eating contest in Nashville.
With 5 contestants.
Well, he finished as high as 5th. Bruce Levine joined us. Scott Lindholm joined us. Tony Gill produced this. And now we welcome in the afternoon show, Hub Arkish and Big Ant Heron, Anthony Heron. Hi, guys. We're bookending with Hub. He started our show.
Right.
He's ending our show, and here we go. So I remembered what I didn't want to forget. The idea, I like, the more I covered Pat Shermer's uncle, mm-hmm. Fritz, when mm-hmm. he was the Rams, John Robinson's defensive coordinator, and crusty guy, and it's a football kind of family. If you're looking at somebody who's going to get a job based on a season of Case Keenum, the way Adam Gase got a job and made the playoffs off one season of Jay Cutler, I'm all in favor of it because it's a divisional thing when you can't win in the division, and whatever he might, I think there's something to be gained there. Is there, by taking a divisional, a body out of a divisional foe when you can't win in your division, whatever secrets there might be, plus he's on its face, he's a worthwhile candidate. Am I an idiot?
No. I mean, Anthony can speak to the secrets part better than I can. I think that's kind of overrated. But Shermer's high on my list. I mean, here's a guy who's had the Vikings anywhere from 5th or 10th right now in total offense. They've struggled a little bit the last couple of weeks as they're kind of phoning him in. But look at what it wasn't just Case Keenum. First, he reinvented Sam Bradford. He was the quarterback coach. Norv Turner was still the offensive coordinator when they went out and got Bradford after Bridgewater got hurt. But, Bradford had his best football under him before the knee wouldn't go anymore. Then you get Case Keenum, and he loses Dalvin Cook week 4 or week 5, and you make a solid ground game out of Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon. That offensive line, 4 new starters and 1 guy in a new position this year, and quite frankly, none of them the best football players in the world, but they've been a really good line. I don't know how you don't like, and, you know, he's done a lot of play calling as opposed to some of these offensive coordinators who haven't called plays.
Yeah.
And he's done the job before. You know, he had the 2 years in Cleveland, and he didn't fail there. That was when Haslam bought the team. They had an ownership change. So I think Shermer should absolutely be a top candidate for the Bears.
We were comparing failing in Cleveland like Northwestern used to be, where like Denny Green won 3 games and got all sorts of job offers because it was a miracle.
He won 3 games in Northwestern.
You don't hold it against him. So is there something, Anthony Heron, is there something to be gained? Is there, and it doesn't have to be total insider trading, but you take – you take something valuable away from a divisional opponent. You can't win in your division. The Bears have been awful. Is there something to be gained beyond a guy's X's and O's?
There's something. That's certainly not the largest end of what would make him an enticing candidate. I'd say between the two ends of it, the benefits you get from weakening Minnesota is probably larger than the schematic advantage you get over the Vikings. But you do have a coach who's been in this division for several years at this point, and so he's faced the Packers, he's faced the Vikings, he's faced the Lions, and so there's not going to be any real learning curve as far as just knowing what to expect from the opponents if he were to take this job. But it's not nothing, the schematic end of getting him in and getting a better sense for how Minnesota operates. When I got to Green Bay, I was a rookie, I got released by Detroit, Packers picked me up the week that we were getting ready to face the Lions. And one of the first things they did, well, mm-hmm. first, I was met by Brett Favre as I entered the locker room. And that wasn't because he really knew who I was. I didn't know it at the time. But, hey, I saw you on film from the preseason, man. Anthony, right? Yeah, great to meet you, Brett Favre. And yes, Mr. Favre. Hey, very nice to meet you. And then, you know, it felt like moments later, they whisked me away to a meeting room. And it's not the defensive staff for me as a defensive mm-hmm. lineman. It wasn't the defensive staff who I was sitting down meeting with. It's all the offensive coaches in a room, and they're asking me about the Detroit defensive philosophy. So how much do you really end up gleaning from it? It's minimal, but it is something. And every time, like the James Harrison move to New England, every time this happens, you're going to try to pick the brain of that individual as much as possible. What you end up getting from it, in addition to the film study and from facing opponents several times prior to that, I'd say it's minimal, but it is something.
This transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield and Oaklawn. And I'm just thinking as you guys are talking, how weird this could be for the Vikings. Let's say Shermer gets a head coaching job somewhere. All of their quarterbacks, correct me if I'm not right on this, Hub, are free agents, are they not? Bridgewater, Keenum, and Sam Bradford?
All 3 of them are free agents at the end of the year. Pat Shermer's going to be a hot candidate, and their defensive coordinator, George Edwards, is going to be a hot candidate, too.
Wow.
So,
well, they're having a yard sale.
That's right.
They better win the Super Bowl. Well, they can have 4 home games, including the Super Bowl.
They could be the first home team in history at the Super Bowl. That's never happened before.
The Rams were close in the Rose Bowl. They're in the right... Still in the right.
Actually, that's true. Yeah, they played the Steelers in '79 in the Rose Bowl, as I recall.
Well, they showed up. The Steelers really didn't play anybody. The Steelers were playing history is what the Steelers were
until
doing.
Until Stallworth, was it Stallworth or Swan? Stallworth got deep. That was a game until the third quarter. That was my second Super Bowl.
And so Vince Ferragamo was exposed.
I remember like the first three or four and the last three or four. Everything else in between is a blur. I mean, listen, guys, the Vikings, I think they're playing the best football right now. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, they've struggled a little bit. I did their game last Saturday night for Westwood. And Keenum actually has lost his rhythm the last couple of weeks, but I was really impressed when I did his game on Thanksgiving. And, that defense is awesome. Mm-hmm. And you look at who's hot right now. Well, the Rams, the only team the Rams have had the toughest schedule down the stretch. They've played six playoff contenders in 7 weeks. And they've won five of those games. The one they lost is they got beat pretty good by Minnesota when they had to go to Minnesota. You know, they beat New Orleans earlier in the year. They lost at Carolina a couple of weeks ago, but that was a last-minute thing, kind of a fluky deal, and it was a lot more to the Panthers. So I think the Vikings, I think Philadelphia would be a worthy favorite as the number one seed if Carson Wentz was at quarterback. Foles you can win with, but that ain't no slam dunk. That it's not Carson Wentz. You know, it's a big difference.
And with the Rams, because to me, when you look at the postseason, I tend to look at obviously the quarterback and then the defensive front. You know, can you be effective at quarterback and can you affect the opponent's quarterback? And I think back to just 2 or 3 weeks ago when the Rams faced Seattle and what that defensive front did to Russell Wilson. There's very few people who've been able to bottle him up in the way that they did and just the consistent, ferocious pressure, the penetration in the backfield, and they could do it without having to mess around with the linebackers in the secondary very much. So when you have a D-line who can affect the game and affect a perennial Pro Bowl caliber type of player like Russell Wilson, that to me was extremely impressive in thinking about some of the opponents that the Rams are likely to face in the playoffs because they're not going to need help from the second and third level to put whoever they face under duress. And that to me, in addition to Jared Goff, playing, good football, quality football. You know, he's not Carson Wentz, but he's playing quality football. So I think they've got a QB and a D line who can win games for him.
Well, the point Gary Klein made, he covers the Rams for the LA Times, was most notably five offensive linemen all starting. Mm-hmm. They start game after game after game after game. Todd Gurley, he's terrific. Aaron Donald, I mean, he's maybe the scariest guy in the league, but it helps Jared Goff that way when you've got that offensive line when all five guys are starting.
Well, I don't know if he had the whole stat, if you saw it, but they're the only team in the league that's had all five offensive linemen start every game this year, and there was only one team that had that happen last year, and that was the Falcons. And so, it would seem.
And that was really good up until the third quarter of the Super Bowl.
Well, it wasn't the offensive line that let him down.
No.
Are we done playing with that 28-3? Has everybody trolled them for that? Are we all done with that?
I'm married to a Patriots fan. She's not tired of it. It certainly hasn't grown old for anybody in New England. I just came back from there with my in-laws. They're living it up still a year later.
I'm not sure how much of that was a Falcon failure and just the greatness of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and everything they did. Certainly the Falcon defense, didn't stop much in the last 20 minutes, but I don't know that there was any stopping them. That's not the first time the Patriots have done that.
We've seen that before.
And Hub, talking about Brady too, and you look at like MVP and you start, guessing, who's going to be the MVP again this year. Is it Brady and Gurley? Is that pretty much the consensus? I mean, it seems to be. What you read and what you hear is that those are the two favorites at this point?
3 weeks ago, Gurley wasn't in the conversation. It was Brady, Antonio Brown, and Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz tears his knee. Antonio Brown rips his calf.
Yep.
And this is an interesting little number, too. Tom Brady, for the first time in his career, has thrown an interception in five straight games. So his season numbers are still really impressive. Mm-hmm. But he's actually stumbled a couple times recently. And all of a sudden, Gurley... I mean, Gurley's numbers are monsters.
Yeah.
I don't know that everybody realizes it. I don't know. I'm a voter. We're not supposed to talk about who we vote for. There's 50 voters in the AP Awards, and our deadline is the 2nd, so I guess it's Tuesday. So all of that should be considered. But for Gurley to compete with Brady, he's going to need a big late rush, and he's not playing this weekend, so he'll probably be forgotten.
They're kind of giving their guys McVay's giving them their bye week that they can't compete for.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no Goff, no
smart.
Gurley.
He's got nothing to lose.
And I suppose he's not on McVay's fantasy teams. He's just got no Rams, and he just
sees it's over.
You guys sit. It doesn't matter. And I know we have an affinity for Vic Fangio. You and I share that he's respected. You want to see him get a shot. He's done an honest job. Plus, he's an honest guy. And after what we've heard from John Fox for 3 years, it's just the breath of honesty and candor. Does Mike Zimmer's job in Minnesota do anything to bolster Vic Fangio's candidacy?
Well, you know, Steve, I don't know if it will with the Bears, but it will with somebody. Because actually, you could argue the two best coaching hires, or two of the best coaching hires, McVay's looking pretty good right now, but two of the best coaching hires in the last 5 years are Bruce Arians and Mike Zimmer, who were in the exact same situation that Fangio's in right now. Mm. They were the same age within a couple months. You know, Arians is actually a year older than Vic. Zim had had 5 head coaching interviews before he got the job. I think Arians has had 6. Vic's only had 2. And that's a puzzle to me. But he's actually been in the NFL the longest. He's been at 7 stops with over 31 years. He took the one hiatus with Harbaugh at Stanford. Yeah, and I just think he's an outstanding candidate. That doesn't make him the right or only or even best choice for the Bears. But if he doesn't get an interview, if he doesn't get seriously vetted, then I'm going to be really concerned about Ryan Pace's process.
And I'm curious, he's not even a guy who gets a lot of interviews over all this time. No. He's been successful at multiple levels for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering what it is, whether it's a demeanor, whether it's just a, you know, the way he is operational. I don't know why.
I think he's too honest. I think, you know, he's a what you see is what you get. He answers your questions. He'll say whatever's on his mind. And NFL front offices don't like that these days.
You know what? Al Davis would have hired him.
Yeah.
Al, he would have been, you need that kind of owner. If what you're saying is true, and I don't doubt that, their NFL owners are very uncomfortable with truths. And Vic Fangio only speaks.
He's a truth teller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Al Davis would have been fine with that.
Well, and unfortunately, this lack of interviews becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because now you got other teams saying, why didn't anybody else interview him, you know? It hurt Chico. That's why it took Ron Rivera so long. Ron was ready 2, 3, 4 years before he got a job, but he had missed in so many interviews that people were afraid to pull the trigger. Obviously, with his 2 Coach of the Year awards, that worked out pretty well once Carolina finally figured it out.
So who do you guys have today? What are you doing today? What are you talking? Well, let me guess, you're going to talk football.
There's a bit of that.
They promised me he wasn't going to answer that. We're going to figure that out in the next part. We got a good lineup, actually. We're going to try and find out how the Bulls could possibly have won 9 of their last 11. Joe Colley, who also is a big Steelers fan. I'm guessing you guys are aware of that. So
we'll
do a little Bulls and Steelers. Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly will be here at 3. From the from Barstool Sports, Ryan Brandel, I'm told, is one of the brightest young hockey guys out there. So we'll talk some Blackhawks, and then my postgame partner, Mr. Kreutz, is here every Friday, I should say, at 5 with Dan and Jason. So he will be here as well.
And I saw that Olin had tweeted out. Somebody tweeted at him who he's looking at or who he'd like to see mentioned as head coaching candidates. And Dave Tobe was on his list. And I wonder your thoughts. I mean, we've talked about Dave Tobe for a number of years being, you know, maybe not a surprise candidate, but a guy that maybe doesn't get a ton of interviews, but that maybe should. And I know the Bears historically have liked people familiar with the Bears, and Dave Tobe fits that bill.
Yeah, Dave's going to get a job. He's someone I've gotten to know pretty well. We worked together with a great group here in Chicago when he was here called Midtown Education Foundation. And I mean, I was covering, he was coaching, but it was through the charity that we got to know each other and actually spend some time. I can tell you he'd be very comfortable here in Chicago. He wants to be a head coach. He's ready to be a head coach. The problem is that he is a heavy favorite to get the job in both Indianapolis and Cleveland. And he's got strong relationships with both Chris Ballard, who he was with in Kansas City, and John Dorsey, who's the GM in Cleveland, who he was with in Kansas City. While he likes Chicago and he loved his experience here, and there are people in the building he knows, he doesn't have any experience with Ryan Pace. And so, you know, now that's not a deal breaker. But it makes it more likely that he gets the Colts or the Browns job than the Bears job.
Didn't he have a relationship with Ballard here too?
Well, Ballard went from here to Kansas City, so they knew each other here. And then I don't know if they went there the same year or one of them got there first, but he's very close with Ballard. And
Ballard's highly thought of.
And then the same year he got there, Dorsey got the GM job. So they worked together for 4 years. How close they are, I don't really know, but there is that familiarity.
Dorsey seems like a guy that you were, you know, a truth teller kind of guy.
Football-y, yep.
There's an honesty about him. It's not just the jaw that jumps out at you. So I like that. He got the job based on, he was telling some truth. He was honest.
Do you guys know Dave Tobe at all?
Just to have talked to him about games and stuff.
Dave is a really good guy, but he is an absolute no-nonsense. He will say what's on his mind, and he will get a little prickly about it sometimes with the media, with whoever he has to. But when you get to know him and you realize that it ain't personal, there's no pretense. I mean, that's his style. And I'll tell you, the guys who played for him here in Chicago swear by him.
And they do. And you also respect a special teams coach because he's drawn from every other group, had to evaluate every other position group for people for his special teams units.
And this is my day for popping out with stats I've been storing in the back. You know the one on special teams coaches, don't you? I mean, it's almost impossible to understand why more special teams coaches don't get head jobs, because the only four that I can name off the top of my head who did get head coaching jobs were Mike Ditka. That worked out okay. Marv Levy. That wasn't too bad, was it?
No. Nope.
You've, of course, now I'm forgetting the other two.
John Harbaugh
in Philadelphia. But I'm forgetting Dick Vermeil was a special teams coach as well. And I'm hard-pressed to think of a special teams coach who got a job who didn't work out. So, Dave's got a lot going for him.
And Joe DeCamillis was actually, he got the interim role for a while and handled himself pretty well.
All right, that's Anthony Herron with Hub Arkish. They're following us. Thank you, gentlemen. They'll be on from 1 to 6 today. Rosenblum and Esposito in for Spiegel and Parkins. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This Monday, do not miss the Built for Tough Bears Monday. It's Black Monday across the NFL. Will John Fox lose his job? All of our shows and team of Bears experts will bring you any breaking news and live coverage from Hallis Hall. The Built for Tough Bears Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is Andrew Bogish with a CBS Sports Minute. How many bowl games are there this season? Whatever the number, it's too many. All I need is four. The Rose Bowl, the semifinals, and then the title game. But I understand the role most other bowl games play, a reward for a quality season. One more game for a deserving group of seniors, creating matchups we'd never see during the regular season, and playing in unique venues. But can we at least make sure all of that happens in warm locations, preferably with a beach nearby? Ohio and UAB might have been the big winners in December, getting to play their bowl game in the Bahamas. While thoughts and prayers went out this week to Iowa and BC sludging through the Pinstripe Bowl in the frozen Bronx, and then Navy and Virginia barely defeating Mother Nature in Annapolis. A sunburn is so much better than frostbite. I'm Andrew Bogish.
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
Don't let your FSA dollars expire at the end of the year. Put them to good use and stop into Lumen Optical. Use FSA funds to replenish contact lenses or treat yourself to a new pair of glasses or prescription sunglasses. Lumen Optical has hundreds of frames in store so you can find your unique look. Mention this ad during your visit to receive 10% off your order. Visit lumenoptical.com/XRT for details and to find a location near you. That's lumenoptical.com/XRT.
Champagne is a must for every holiday party. Not just any bottle will do. Celebrate in style and good taste with Tattinger Champagne. Known for its excellent taste and quality, Tattinger will impress your friends and family this holiday season. From Brut Le Francais to Prestige Rosé to Comte de Champagne, you'll find your perfect taste. Whether you're the host of the party, a guest, or just planning a quiet celebration at home, Tattinger is the ideal choice. Purchase Tattinger Champagne at Chicagoland Grocery and Fine Wine and Spirits retailers this holiday season. It's Tattinger time.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season. But only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things. Like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Lane connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like three available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice, there's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com. Offers end 1-2-18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8 can...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Las casas de fútbol, la fiesta, el amigo.
Tú haces las compras y él viene conmigo.
Mañana presenta un proyecto de ciencia.
Mientras tú lo ayudas, yo hago la cena.
Las clases de piano.
¿Quién va por él?
Karate a las 5.
I won't be late.
El miércoles sale a la 1:50.
La busco a la abuela y llego a la escuela.
Para los que saben manejar el drama, Ford Escape 2017. Siempre imparable.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. Yeah. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
discreetly from your computer or smartphone, and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your...
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Liberty Auto City. Visit libertyautocity.com.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Chicago Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs will have a different closer in 2018 because Wade Davis signed a 3-year, $52 million deal with the Rockies. Davis had 32 saves and 12 strikeouts per 9 innings for the Cubs in 2017. While the Cubs are working towards the start of next year, the Bears had their final practice of the 2017 season today at Halas Hall. Josh Sitton and Bobby Massey both missed practice and are doubtful for Sunday's game against the Vikings. You'll hear from Ian Rappaport on the Bears coaching situation at the top of the hour. There will be one less job opening up in the NFL as the Jets have given 2-year extensions to coach Todd Bowles and GM Mike Maccagnan. On the ice, the Blackhawks will try and snap a 3-game losing streak tonight in Edmonton. They'll be doing it without Artem Anisimov, who left last night's game with an upper body injury. Trending in the other direction are the Red Hot Bulls, winners of 9 of 11, who host the Pacers tonight at the United Center. The Pacers will be without their leading scorer, Victor Oladipo, who has a sore right knee. In bowl season today, Northwestern takes on Kentucky in the Music City Bowl at 3:30, and right now Wake Forest leads Texas A&M in the Belk Bowl 31-14 in the second quarter. AHL tonight, the Wolves are in Milwaukee taking on the Admirals. Tonight, join The Score's Lawrence Holmes at Harry's Sports Bar and Grill in Countryside from 6 to 9 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter to win 2018 Bears tickets, pick up some Score swag, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game. Listen throughout the day to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. For the latest on a Bears coaching change, this is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff show. Because of the holiday weekend, you will not get Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff today. Jason's actually been out, I believe, all week, and I think my co-host Anthony Heron has been here most, if not all, of the week.
I have most of the week been on my golf detail. It's been fun.
On your golf detail, what was it?
Full of both. I attempted to see if I could work a little golf in while I was out of town at the start of the week. Then I came back and I transitioned into golf.
Yeah, the out of town was the piece that I needed to figure out. Right. I don't think you were playing a lot of golf around here right now. And that is, of course, Anthony Heron. I'm Hub Arkish, and we're going to be with you until 6 o'clock this evening, sitting in for Dan and Terry. The video, is the video streaming? Yeah, it is, Shane. Okay, Shane Reardon is going to be producing for us all afternoon, and we are video streaming at watch670thescore.com, or we're on Facebook Live on The Score's Facebook page. You can go to the website for all the podcasts of the Bernstein and Goff Show at bernsteinandgoffshow.com. You can email us today at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. Of course, you can give us a phone call, 312-644-6767, or you can text us on the Grossinger Auto Text Zone. It is 67011. Your chief, it's Ryan Brandel. We'll be here in the 4 o'clock hour. Ryan doing a great job with the Chicago Blackhawks right now. And for his regular appearance at 5 o'clock, my Bears post-game co-host, Olin Kreutz will be along. So plenty of fun stuff for you to listen to. Again, our phone number, if there's things you want to talk about, is 312-644-6767. And Anthony, because of your background, because of my background, I guess we're usually going to skew first towards football, towards pro football, towards the NFL with the Bears so much in the news right now. And the believed perception, whether this becomes reality, I suspect it will, but the very solid perception right now is the Bears will be making a coaching change either Sunday night or Monday morning. John Fox doesn't appear to have much left he can do to keep this job, and it's kind of what everybody in town is talking about right now.
And as this likely comes to an end here, I find myself thinking that, you know, John Fox has... To me, he's certainly moved the franchise forward from where it was 3 years ago when he was first taking this job and where it's come in the time he's been the Bears head coach. They essentially, it wasn't an immediate decision to tear it down and then build it back up. But then steadily, after they had to, you know, run off a few veteran players and change the personality, the culture of the locker room, and they made a decision to finally start getting younger. You know, there's part of that process that was going to make it very difficult for him to win. So I don't see John Fox leaving Chicago. And from my standpoint, I don't feel like it's been an abject failure because I do think the franchise is in a better position now than it was when he first took over. But I do feel like regardless of that fact, I've also seen enough to feel like that perhaps John Fox is maybe the modern NFL has passed him by for what this franchise will now need to try and turn them into a championship caliber team again. I feel fine about John Fox being fired, but I also feel fine saying out loud that John Fox has actually aided this franchise while he's been here as the head coach.
You know, there's a perception that I believe, I know you and I share, because I've talked about it on the air a few times, and you had sent me a note either last night or this morning, unknowing or not knowing where I was at, suggesting to me that you're in exactly the same place. I think there's more young talent on this team than people realize.
Yeah.
And I don't think this team is that far away. And I've even made the statement a couple times that if I got to look around the league to find next year's Rams, a team that makes a leap like the Rams did from last year to this year, the similarities with the Bears are startling, really. I mean, first of all, you've got the coaching change and the reason for the coaching change. The crusty old vagabond veteran Jeff Fisher just couldn't get the offensive thing turned around and it passed him by. And they went out and got a brilliant young offensive coach. Well, John Fox is probably going to lose his job for the same reasons that Jeff Fisher lost his. Now we'll see who they hire. Jared Goff didn't get the job until, I believe it was week 10 last year. He started the last seven games and was pretty awful. And a lot of that was because of the coaching staff he was working with. Mitch Trubisky got the job earlier, hasn't been as awful, and I think there may be some excitement around Mitch Trubisky. Look at all the playmakers with the Rams right now, but Gurley is the only one who was there last year, and he was being held back by Jeff Fisher and Rob Boris on offense. You know, they traded for Sammy Watkins. They signed Robert Woods as a free agent. They drafted Cooper Kupp, needed to dramatically upgrade the wide receivers, and they did. And you look at where they're at now. Defensively, Aaron Donald is probably one of the two or three best defensive players in football. He is almost certainly the best defensive lineman, at least until J.J. Watt gets healthy again. Maybe Akeem Hicks isn't quite in that category, but he is that kind of guy. He's been a game wrecker, a difference maker. And you look at the depth, I think Eddie Goldman, Jonathan Bullard, maybe even Roy Robertson-Harris, Mitch Unrein, these guys can be pretty good. The Bears are better right now at linebacker than the Rams are. And in the secondary, the Bears are probably as deep. Now, the issue there, of course, is you've only got three free agents to worry about, and that is Kyle Fuller, Prince Amukamara, and Christian Jones. None of them are, you know, first-tier top money free agents, although Fuller's going to get a lot of money, and you got to decide what you do there. But if they bring those three people back and then, you know, make the right additions, I think you could get a pleasant surprise with this team next year.
And I feel like if, and, you know, folks are going to cringe when they hear this, but I think if John Fox remained the head coach, there's a good chance he can make the Bears into a playoff team. I do think there's a ceiling.
If he retooled part of his staff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I'd say an example, and, you know, I was almost going to mention this in transition a bit, where there's enough to me, there's enough offensive line ability here. If you look at the group in totality when healthy, there's enough offensive line ability here, regardless of just the run game itself, for the Bears to win with. You know, to me, Charles Leno, and he's one guy I struggle with whether or not I include him on that 4 years or under the young talent list. And from what I've seen of from a productivity standpoint, I think if we take the example of the Rams and how that offense operates, there's a lot of pressure release things that happen to take pressure off of the offensive line where you're not leaving. And, you know, the tackles for the Rams are more capable in pass protection than what the Bears have in Massey and Leno. But I do feel like, to me, one of the failures of Dow Loggins, and I talked about it a bit coming into the season during the preseason, was whether or not he would use not only the run game, but consistency of variance in launch point and in depth of drop and some of the things that like the Colts used to do a lot of before Peyton Manning's lower body started to fail him in consistently, you know, adjusting whether they're going three step to seven step to sprint action to waggles and boots and hard play action. And as pass rushers for the opponent, you can never consistently get a bead on what the Colts were doing, even though Peyton Manning was not an overly mobile quarterback. There's some things like that I feel like Dow Loggins didn't consistently do enough of in maximizing the mobility of Mitchell Trubisky. But beyond that, in making sure he wasn't leaving ineffective, you know, inconsistent pass protectors on the outside on islands as frequently as they were against this modern NFL with such great edge rushers.
All right, Anthony, we are going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to get to the phones. Andrew is on the loop. Andrew, you're going to be first. Anybody else who wants to join the other callers, 312-644-6767. We can talk Bears, NFL. We can talk college bowl games. We can talk any sports you want. That's what makes the Chicago's very favorite all-sports radio station. And we are back in just a moment right here at The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive.
Las casas de fútbol, la fiesta, el amigo.
Tú haces las compras y él viene conmigo.
Mañana presenta un proyecto de ciencia.
Mientras tú lo ayudas, yo hago la cena.
Las clases de piano.
¿Quién va por él?
Karate a las 5.
I won't be late.
El miércoles sale a la 1:50.
La busco a la abuela y llego a la escuela.
Para los que saben manejar el drama, Ford Escape 2017. Siempre imparable.
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
Don't let your FSA dollars expire at the end of the year. Put them to good use and stop into Lumen Optical. Use FSA funds to replenish contact lenses or treat yourself to a new pair of glasses or prescription sunglasses. Lumen Optical has hundreds of frames in store so you can find your unique look. Mention this ad during your visit to receive 10% off your order. Visit lumenoptical.com/XRT for details and to find a location near you. That's lumenoptical.com/XRT.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Champagne is a must for every holiday party. Not just any bottle will do. Celebrate in style and good taste with Tattinger Champagne. Known for its excellent taste and quality, Tattinger will impress your friends and family this holiday season. From Brut Le Francais to Prestige Rosé to Comte de Champagne, you'll find your perfect taste. Whether you're the host of the party, a guest, or just planning a quiet celebration at home, Tattinger is the ideal choice. Purchase Tattinger Champagne at Chicagoland Grocery and Fine Wine and Spirits retailers this holiday season.
season. It's Tattinger time.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity Edge-to-Edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8 can...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can you feel that when you're watching the quarterback either in person or on film, kind of whether they have it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you figure out that he had it? Pretty quick.
Now. He's on his way to having it.
First defensive coordinator Vic Fangio commenting on the other side of the ball, his observations about where Mitch Trubisky is at. It's been fascinating, Anthony, for me to watch. You know, Kyle Fuller had the definition of a bad year last year. Couldn't get on the field. He got scoped. He missed the whole year. People don't assume that's going to happen. And Vic Fangio had challenged him a bit the year before and last year, questioning his desire to play. It appeared there was a problem there. The kind of things that Fangio does that has so impressed me is that he has become Kyle Fuller's biggest supporter and probably the coach he's the closest to now. It turns out we found out yesterday they were able to get out this summer and play some golf together. I know that Kyle is fairly new to the game and really got into it, and Vic is a kind of an obsessive golfer, so apparently they're out on the course. I guess Fuller acknowledged that Vic took him to school a little bit. I don't know if they were playing skin games or what they were doing, but I'm a big Vic Fangio fan, and that's not to say he's the only choice for head coach or he should automatically get the job, but I think to have him here and at least not consider him would be a huge mistake.
It seems like things vacillate so violently from one direction to the other when you have a franchise who perhaps struggled with one particular brand of personality as a coach. And it seems like every time one of these new hires gets made, then you try to go in the complete opposing direction of what was there before. And so from a personality and a background standpoint, John Fox, former defensive coordinator, kind of gruff, old school sort of guy. And so to replace that with Vic Fangio would feel like John Fox is being replaced by perhaps a more X's and O's effective version of himself. And there just seems to be this clamoring for making sure it's an offensive guy. And then looking what happened with the Rams, maybe even a young offensive guy, someone we haven't heard of. And Ryan Pace, prove how smart you are that you can pluck up someone we're not even that familiar with to do this Sean McVay thing that's happening out in LA. And this is where we need to be able to trust Ryan Pace to make the right call. And it does surprise me. And I wonder what it speaks to that it seems pretty apparent. And part of the comments that Shane played yesterday that the Vic Fangio said, yeah, he sort of quipped about how all these jobs are going to offensive guys. And I don't know if I'm going to get that shot.
Yeah, that certainly is the trend. Hopefully the Bears won't get locked into a trend at the expense of making the best hire. We've got Andrew on the phone right down here in the loop. And as promised, Andrew, you're up first with us this afternoon. Hub Arkish, Anthony Heron, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Great show and big fans of both of you. So my question is, it's twofold, Hub. And I know, you know, you've spoken extensively about Dave Tobe, and I would love to see Tobe be the head coach here in Chicago. So I know that you said that, you know, he's like a heavy favorite for both Ballard in Indy and Dorsey in Cleveland. I did read reports that, you know, Pace does have him high on the interview list. Before I get to my second question, do you think that it's a foregone conclusion then that knowing Dave as you do, he would have those jobs ranked ahead of the Bears job, or it's simply speculative at this point?
Yeah, I don't know, Andrew, that he does have those jobs ranked ahead of the Bears job. I do know that he really enjoyed his time in Chicago, but I don't know how much homework he's done on all this. And you have to keep in mind, he's coaching right now. Chiefs have got a game Sunday, and then they're going to play next weekend. And so he's not a guy who's going to be available to even get permission to interview this week. This is that bye week where you can interview and talk to the coaches on the top four seeds. But in the case of Dave, it's tricky. So, I know that he has a very solid relationship with both the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts and the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. I don't know that he and Ryan Pace have any relationship at all. If they did, I don't know, Anthony, where it would have come from. Now, that's not a requirement. It doesn't, you know, I really think if I'm looking at these three jobs, the Bears is the most desirable for a number of reasons, not least of which is that they've got the most young talent that is close to being ready to go. Now, you know, you could say, of course, you would take Andrew Luck over any young quarterback in the league. I would. I mean, I'm kind of excited about Mitch Trubisky, but I'd certainly take Anthony Luck over him if I knew Andrew Luck, if I knew he was healthy. But we don't know what's going on with Andrew Luck right now.
I mean, there's coaches I've communicated with in Indianapolis who they don't even know what's happening with Andrew Luck and where he's been in and out of the country and what his true health status is expected to be moving forward. And quite frankly, even if he's, you know, back to normal at the start of next season, will his style of play change to any large extent where he can increase the shelf life of his career? Because he is such a rugged guy at the quarterback position that suits certain people. It seems to suit certain body types better than others. He's not a small guy, but for whatever reason, within his makeup and that rugged style of play, he's consistently found himself dealing with injury over and over again.
Yeah, because he has been so efficient and productive in the passing game, and because he's so big, a lot of people don't tend to realize how much he runs the football, and he does that really well, too. He's a great athlete, particularly for his size, but he gets out of the pocket a lot, and he takes a lot of shots. But I think the main concern right now is that this injury is his throwing shoulder. And so when you've got that on a quarterback, you know, then you've got tremendous concerns. This segment is being brought to you by Spot Hero, and finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Let's get to Central Illinois, where Billy is on the line. Billy, how you doing?
What's up, Hub? Me and my wife, Ruth, moved recently, and you've always been the most trusted person that I've you know, trusted for Bears information. We're back visiting, and I was kind of curious, you know, what you've been most impressed with Trubisky. You know, I know a lot of people think he reminds them of a Tony Romo with how he moves in the pocket. And my second question is, with free agency and the draft, especially free agency, who do you think is going to be some offensive free agents that the Bears might look at, whether it be offensive line or wide receiver? I'm just hoping that is their focus. While I know we all want the Bears defense to get even better, because it's you know, it's pretty good right now, since we've invested so much in Trubisky, you know, I think it would be a huge mistake not to go heavily for offense. I was just curious as to what you're thinking.
Well, Billy, thank you for the kind words. Thank you for the phone call. You know, when I look at Mitch Trubisky, I see an outstanding athlete with a really solid arm and great arm talent. He can be very accurate at times. He is almost always very accurate throwing on the move, and that's unusual. Where his bouts of inaccuracy have come has been you know, flat-footed in the pocket, and that can be fixed. That can be corrected, you know, by working on your mechanics and getting your footwork down solid. He has been very impressive coming out of the backfield with the ball. He seems to have a great sense for it. He seems to feel pressure in the pocket. You know, to me, Anthony, he does a lot of things that you can't teach. And when you see that, you start to get a little excited. And you know, I've said this a bunch of times this year. I was never anti-Trubisky because I didn't know enough about him to be either anti or pro. For a guy who's only started 13 games in college, we just didn't know enough. And I didn't expect him to be as far along and to adapt as quickly as he has. And that said, as far as the comps, and believe me, I'm not comparing him to any quarterback, but stylistically, when I watch him, I don't see Tony Romo. I see Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of the most interesting you know, the things that he does remind me of what Rodgers does, the way he moves and creates time in the pocket, the way he moves when he comes out of the pocket, the way his eyes are always down the field when he's moving laterally along the line of scrimmage, and his arm. He's got that kind of arm. Aaron Rodgers is the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. More than anything, that's what sets him apart. And I don't think Trubisky has been as accurate as Pace billed him to be, but he's had stretches where you can see it, and I think that will come with time on the field.
And there's a game, and I haven't gotten to talk to you about this yet, of course, but when John Fox said after the Detroit game that that may have been Mitchell Trubisky's best game, and, you know, there are a lot of folks just cracking jokes about that comment and how ridiculous it seemed because it was a three-interception game. And then going back and watching that game again, I had a hard time calling John Fox crazy because it was – regardless of the turnovers themselves, and certainly all three picks weren't his fault. You make a case, two of them weren't his fault, let alone all three. But things I saw from that game in Detroit, I wanted to see some of that when they played San Francisco, because the way he played against Philadelphia, there were things I was hoping to see intangibly. How would Mitchell Trubisky respond to getting his teeth kicked in by a team who was better than his team, and by just the fact that he and his teammates essentially just they eventually just got steamrolled in a way that they hadn't gotten steamrolled by anyone else. The following week when they played San Francisco, he played fine, but it was still a controlled effort against San Francisco, against a team they could play under control against. But I didn't see him really trying to sling it into tight windows. He was very safe with the way he played, and he did okay. What I saw against Detroit, though, under immense pressure, under duress, on the road, which I find very important for a young quarterback, even though Detroit isn't always the most hostile environment, they have a nice atmosphere. The crowd's into it at Ford Field. And regardless of the three interceptions, I saw him doing more of the things that Aaron Rodgers will have to do in evading the pressure, in avoiding duress, and in throwing darts accurately to you know, outside the numbers, on the move, into tighter windows, giving his playmakers opportunities to make plays, even if they're not completely uncovered. That, to me, was definitely one of the more impressive games I've seen him play.
And I'll tell you what's funny about that, Anthony, is that was the Monday after the game. And I was actually the one who asked John the question that elicited that answer. I had written in my column that morning that I thought it was one of his best games, but not for the reasons that John gave. And I didn't ask expecting or looking for that answer. I just kind of genuinely wanted an evaluation, because what I thought was so important about that game was it was the first time he threw the ball 46 times and he aired it out down the field. He had more than twice as many throws past that first 12-14 yard zone than we had seen at any point. You know, and he threaded the needle a few times, and he pulled the trigger a few times.
That second half, man, there were some big time throws he made. And what was it, like 3rd and 18 one time, and like a, well, there was maybe out of his own end zone, or 1st and 17, oddly enough, something like that. Just some weird downs and distances he faced where he threw some big time NFL passes, and he's a rookie. Mm-hmm. And I brought this up a little bit yesterday, and then the text line kind of started lighting me up, where folks are forgetting. I don't care if he's whatever, like third lowest in QBR, you know, this inane sort of statistic that we're basing things off of. And I still don't know what all goes into QBR, but it's a metric. It's a stat. Fine. He's third lowest. He's a rookie. His numbers right now are maybe even far better than what did, certainly better, maybe far better than Jared Goff's numbers at this point last year. And so to me, I don't think we certainly shouldn't be looking at Mitchell Trubisky's season this year as a failure. If anything, for me, from where I was when the Bears first picked him, and it sounds like you're in a very similar place, that I'm very impressed with what they did and what he's done on the field.
Anthony, there's work to do, no question about it. It'll be another year and a half or two before we really know what you've got there. But I am far more impressed than I expected to be at this time. And that, you know, that's a good thing, I would think. So we're going to take another quick break here. We're going to get you a scoreboard update with Rick Camp. We've got Joe Colley coming on in the next segment, but not until the second segment. I should say the next hour. Joe won't be here till the second segment. So as soon as we get back, we'll have time to take more of your calls. Mike in Rockford, you're going to be next, so stay right there. You've got 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
There's always...
Attention. We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
The best kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know?